奉主之圣名开始我们继续来查考这个生命记的十六章。
In the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we continue to study in Deuteronomy chapter 16.
上个礼拜我们查考了十五章是谈到安息年还有一些生活上的条例。
So last week we studied chapter 15, which talks about various things about giving.About the depths and also the ordinances.
这十六章里头有谈到几个重要的这个节期。
And in chapter 16, it talks about some of the feasts.
这里一共有22节。
And there are 22 verses.
所以今天早上就我们先来看看这里十六章里头所谈到的这几个重要的节期。
And so in this chapter, we'll look at some of the feasts.
十六章的第一节到第八节是谈到逾越节。
So the first from verse 1 to verse 8 talks about the Passover.
然后呢，这个第八节就谈到这个除酵节。
And also in verse 8 it talks about the feast of the unleavened bread.
我们都知道这个逾越节对当时的选民来说是一个非常重要的一个节日。
So the Passover was a feast that was very important for the Israelites.
这里第一节告诉我们是摩西告诉百姓你们要注意亚比月向主你的神守逾越节因为耶和华你的神在亚比月间领你出埃及。
Verse 1, observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover to the Lord your God. For in the month of Abib, the Lord your God brought you out of Egypt by night.
这个亚比月就是犹太人的年历里头的好像我们今天的这个一月份。
So in the Jewish calendar, the month of Abib is one of the months.
如果我们来看这个尼希米记的第二章。
We turn to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 2.
我们请打开尼希米记的第二章。
Nehemiah, chapter 2.
第二章的第一节。
Nehemiah, chapter 2, verse 1.
亚大谢西王二十年尼散月。
Verse 2, and it came to pass in the month of Nisan, the 20th year of King Artaxerxes.
这里谈到尼散月，也就是后来被改过来的，叫做亚比月，改为尼散月的一个名称。
So this
这个亚比月到了这个亚大谢斯王的时代呢，就改为。叫做尼散月。
So this month of Abib was then renamed in the time of King Artaxerxes to the month of Nisan.
所以在这个逾越节的时候呢，犹太人他们要来去纪念这个特别的日子。
So during the Passover, they had to remember this month.
我们都知道这个逾越节在出埃及记十二章有记载神吩咐他们要怎么样来去预备自己来过这个特别的节期。
And in Exodus chapter 12, it records of how the Israelites were to keep this Passover.
因为这个是神怎么样来拯救百姓。
Because this was how the Lord had saved the Israelites.
逾越节的时间是一天。
And the period of the Passover was one day.
就是在他们正月十四号的晚上。
And it was the 14th, the twilight of the 14th day of the month.
就好像是现在我们的这个如果以现在的这个年历来看，就是大概是三月到四月之间的。
We look at it from the calendar that we have today. It's roughly from March to April time.
那个晚上呢，神的使者就会来到埃及地。来杀长子。
And that evening, the angel of the Lord went to kill of the firstborn males.
只要是门框上有羊血的家庭天使都会越过去。
And any of the households which had the blood of the lamb on the doorposts, then this angel would pass by.
这是神的拯救。
This was the salvation of the Lord.
神让他们离开这个为奴之家。
And the Lord allowed them to leave the house of bondage.
来脱离这个奴隶的生活。
And to leave this life of slavery.
所以摩西在这个生命记十六章再一次提到这个逾越节的重要。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 16, the people are reminded of the importance of Passover.
我们看这个16章的第二节。
Let's look at chapter 16, verse 2.
你当在耶和华所拣选要立为他名的居所，从牛群羊群中将月节的祭性献给耶和华你的神。你吃这祭性不可吃有效的饼，7日之内要吃无效饼，就是困苦饼。
Verse 2, therefore you shall sacrifice the Passover to the Lord your God from the flock and the herd in the place where the Lord chooses to put his name. Verse 3, you shall eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread with it, that is the bread of affliction.
所以这个困苦饼就是一个来让百姓来纪念这个无效饼的这个日子。
So the bread of affliction was to remind them of the day of the unleavened bread.
为什么叫困苦饼呢?
Why is it that it's called the bread of affliction?
就是因为他们那一天晚上很匆忙地出了埃及地。
Because they came out of the land of Egypt in haste.
所以神要他们一生一世来纪念神让他们从埃及地出来。
So the Lord wanted them to continually remember that the Lord had saved them from the land of Egypt.
所以逾越节过了以后呢，他们接下来就是这个无效节。
After the Passover, then it would be the unleavened bread.
他们七天不可有可以见到有效，或者是在他们四周围不可有效的东西。
After 7 days, they could not have any leaven in the area and also nor eat of it.
他们必须要来遵守神所吩咐的。They
had to. They had to keep what the Lord had commanded.
而且呢，他们头一日晚上所献的鸡肉呢，一点也不可以留到早上。And
the meat, they could not leave overnight.
所以，当我们看到16章的第七节、第八节的时候，When
we come to chapter 16, verse 7 and verse 8,
当在耶和华你神所拣选的地方把肉烤了吃，次日早晨就回到你的帐篷去。第八节。 你要吃无效饼六日，第七日要向耶和华你的神守筵聚会，不可做工。Verse
7, and you shall roast and eat it in the place which the Lord your God chooses, and in the morning you shall turn and go to your tents. 6 days you shall eat unleavened bread, and on the seventh day there shall be a sacred assembly to the Lord your God. You shall do no work on it.
这里告诉我们，到了这个无效饼的最后一天，他们要有这个圆数会。And
on the last day of this unleavened bread, feast of the unleavened bread, then they would have a sacred assembly.
圆数会就是一个非常正式的一种崇拜聚会。And
the sacred assembly would be a very reverent worship.
也是一个很严肃的一个仪式，他们有。 来去读经文，或者是来唱诗。And
a solemn gathering to read of the scriptures and also to sing hymns.
要纪念神的拯救。To
remind themselves of the saving grace of God.
如果没有这个逾越节，就没有以色列的百姓。If
there was no Passover, then there would be no Israelites.
因为很可能以色列的子民有可能就 被当时的法老全部杀死了。Very
likely that the Pharaoh would have killed all of the male firstborn.
所以他们在这个圆数会里头，他们非常的看重。So
they had to look highly upon this sacred assembly.
他们所吃的饼不可以有效的。And
the bread that they ate was to be unleavened.
在他们的四周围也不可以有效。And
in the area there was to be no leaven.
所以所烤的肉呢，他们必须要吃完，不可以留到第二天早上。And
the meat they had to finish the same night and not to leave overnight.
而且也不可以做工。And
they were not to work.
这也告诉了我们，我们每一个人，我们懂得怎么样来去好好的来敬拜神。And
This reminds us that we ought to make sure that we know how to worship God.
这个圆赎会就好像我们走安息日这样。The
sacred assembly is similar to that of our Sabbath.
我们要真正的用心灵诚实来拜神。We
ought to worship God in spirit and in truth.
我们要在这一天里头不做自己的俗事，专心的来到神的面前。
we should not be doing our own things on this day, but draw near to God.
虽然我们现在处于一个非常困难的时间，
although we are in a difficult time,
但是我们大家都还可以聚集在网上一起来聚会。
However, we can still gather online together to worship.
所以我们也要必须带着一种严肃很认真的一种心情来聚会。
So we should carry this heart of reverence to worship God.
聚会的时候绝对不可太随意，随随便便的。
And not to be very casual in our worship and when we attend service.
我们就好像等于我们到教会里头聚会一般一样。
And we are to observe the Sabbath just as though we were going to church.
刚才我说没有逾越节就没有百姓出埃及。
So earlier I mentioned that if there was no Passover, then the Israelites would not have been able to escape Egypt.
非常重要的一个节日。
And this is an important feast for them.
我们来看哥林多前书的第七章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
请打开哥林多前书第七章。
1 Corinthians chapter 7.
对不起，第五章。
Sorry, 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多前书第五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 5.
第七节，第八节。
Verse 7 and verse 8.
你们既是无酵的面，应当把旧酵除尽。好使你们成为新团因为我们逾越节的羔羊基督已经被杀献祭了第八节所以我们守这节不可用旧酵也不可用恶毒邪恶的酵只用成是正直的无酵饼
Verse 7 Therefore purge out the old leaven that you may be a new lump since you truly are unleavened for indeed Christ our Passover was sacrificed for usVerse 8, therefore let us keep the feast, nor with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
保罗在哥林多前书第五章告诉我们他得了主耶稣的启示。
Paul tells us here in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 of what he was revealed by Jesus.
能够突破当时旧约里头律法上的这些文字的捆锁。
In order to break free from the restraint of the law.
告诉了我们这个逾越节的真正的意思。
To talk about the true essence of the Passover.
也就是要预表了后来这个逾越节的羔羊主耶稣基督为我们每一个人来死。
And to talk about how Jesus, who is the Lamb of God, has died for us.
所以我们不可以有这种旧酵或者用存有这种邪恶的酵。
And we are not to have the old leaven nor with leaven of malice or wickedness.
必须要用一种诚实真挚的无酵饼。
To be unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
所以保罗在哥林多前书十一章里头，他谈到圣餐里的设立的时候。
So in 1 Corinthians, when Paul talks about the Holy Communion.
这里保罗说十一章二十三节我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的就是主耶稣被卖的那一晚，拿起饼来。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23, For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread.
24节
24.
逐谢了就擘开说这是我的身体为你们舍的你们应当如此行为的是纪念我。
And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you.Do this in remembrance of me.
25节
25.
饭后也照样拿起杯来说这杯是用我的血所立的新约你们每逢喝的时候要如此行为的是纪念我。
Verse 25. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
所以如果没有主耶稣十字架的牺牲我们今天就没有这个得救天国的盼望。
So if there was no sacrifice of our Lord Jesus on the cross, then there would be no way for us to be saved.
所以每逢我们在来举行这个圣餐礼的时候我们都来纪念主耶稣为我们的死。
So every time we have Holy Communion, we are remembering the death of our Lord Jesus.
告诉了我们要怎么样做一个蒙神所喜爱的神的儿女。
And it teaches us how we should be a child of God which is loved by him.
主耶稣非常的爱我们每一个人。
Our Lord Jesus loves us.
所以呢我们必须要在我们的日常生活当中 要来不断地来爱主，来追求明白神的话。
So in our daily lives, we have to take the time to pursue after His word and also to repay Him for His love.
我们来回来看这个《生命记》的16章。
Let's refer back to Deuteronomy chapter 16.
这16章里头除了谈到这个逾越节跟这个无效节之外。
Apart from the feast of the Passover and also of the unleavened bread.
从第9节到12节谈到一个七七节。
From verse 9 to verse 12, it talks about the feast of weeks.
这里是七七节是从他们犹太人的这个年历呢，是七月的大概十五号到二十一号，一连庆祝七天。
So according to the Jewish calendar, it would be according to the seventh month from the 15th day to the 21st.
是从他们三月的六号到五月。
And sorry, it's from the Jewish calendar from the third month to the
from
the third month.
七七就是7个礼拜再加一天。
So this feast of weeks is 7 weeks plus one day.
也是他们在做这个大麦收割完毕的时刻。
And it is also when they reap the harvest.
也开始来收割这个小麦。
And when they reap the grain.
所以这里神要他们来，摩西要他们来纪念这个时间。
So Moses informed them to have to keep this feast.
要让他们来纪念神怎么样来祝福他们。
To keep the feast so that the Lord would bless them.
也要让他们来记得他们曾经是做过奴隶的。
And to remind them that previously they were slaves.
所以这个七七节也是叫做这个收割节。
So this feast of weeks is also called the feast of harvest.
要让他们知道说这是神所给他们带来的一个新生活、新的福气。
To remind them that it was the Lord that has given them of this grace and also this new life.
回想他们在埃及的时候。
And to think about the times when they were in Egypt.
他们是完全没有自由的。
In Egypt, they had no freedom.
他们所得到的，所做奴隶得到的都归法老。
All they toiled and labored was for the benefit of Pharaoh.
他们没有自己的生活上的自由。
They did not have freedom in their own lives.
这就是他们在埃及差不多430年所过的日子。
These were the days that they passed for about 430 years.
虽然在这种情况下，但是神还是借着他的应许来拯救这个百姓出埃及。
Even though they were under these circumstances, according to his promise, the Lord had brought them out of Egypt.
我们来看这个《生命记》16章的第9节。
Let's look at chapter 16, verse 9.
你要计算七七日，从你开镰收。 各合家计算起，时算起，共计七七日，你要照耶和华你神所赐给你的福，手里拿着甘馨祭，献在耶和华你的神面前，守七七节。Verse
9 and verse 10. You shall count 7 weeks for yourself, begin to count the 7 weeks from the time you begin to put the sickle to the grain. Then you shall keep the feast of weeks to the Lord your God with the tribute of a freewill offering. From your hand, which you shall give, as the Lord your God blesses you.
11节。你和你儿女、仆婢，并住在你城里的利未人，以及在你们中间寄居的，或孤儿寡妇，都要在耶和华你神所拣选立他为名的居所，在耶和华你神面前欢乐。12节。 你也要纪念你在埃及做过奴仆，你要谨守遵行这些律例。Verse
11, you shall rejoice before the Lord your God, you and your son and your daughter, your male servant and your female servant, the Levite who is within your gates, the stranger and the fatherless, and the widow who are among you, at the place where the Lord your God chooses to make his name abide. Verse 12, and you shall remember that you were a slave in Egypt, and you shall be careful to observe these statutes.
这里神告诉他们要来好好来计算这个七七日。
Here, the Lord instructs them that they have to count these 7 weeks.
从开始来开镰到收割的时候呢， 来计算这个时间,
to start to count when the sickle reaches the grain.
这就是因为神所赐给他们的福气,
this is the blessing that the Lord has given them.
而且在这里啊, 也吩咐他们啊, 要手里拿着这个甘心祭, 来, 献到神的面前。
Yeah, they're also told they have to give a tribute of a free will offering.
换句话说, 神让他们有阳光雨水, 让他们农作物呢, 能够有生长。
So the Lord has given them the sunshine and the water so that their crops can grow.
所以在这段时间啊, 大麦收割完毕以后啊, 开始就收割小麦。
So after the end of the
大麦收割完毕,
when the end of the harvest of the barley,
然后呢, 就开始来收割小麦,
then they started to reap the grain, the wheat.
所以这是一个非常欢喜快乐的一个时段。
And this was a very joyous time.
因为他们所做的一切都看到了这个果效。
Because from all their toil and labor, they can see the results.
为了让自己有这个丰富的收成。
So that they have an abundant harvest.
所以神就告诉他们啊，他们要 拿出这个甘心祭，把它拿到神的面前来献给神。
So the Lord had instructed that they have to give of their hand a free will offering.
所以如果我们回到这个生命记的十二章，
If we turn back to Deuteronomy chapter 12,
生命记的十二章，我们来看这个第五节。
Deuteronomy chapter 12, 6.
将你的燔祭、平安祭、十分之一的之物，和手中的举祭，并还愿祭、甘心祭，以及牛羊、牛群、羊群中投生的，都奉到那里。
Verse 6, there you shall take your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, your tithes, the heave offerings of your hands, your vowed offerings, your freewill offerings, in the firstborn of your herds and flocks.
这里头十二章提到摩西告诉他们所要注意的、所要去实行的七种的祭。
So here Moses is talking about these seven different types of offerings.
其中一个就是这个甘心祭。
And one of these is free will offerings.
换句话说，因为神的福气临到他们，让他们有丰收，他们就应该欢喜快乐的把这些拿到神的面前。
Because of the blessing of the Lord has come upon them and they have been able to reap all this good harvest, then they should give out of their abundance to the Lord.
这里十二节说,你们要纪念你在埃及做过奴仆,你要遵守遵行这些律例。
In verse 12 it says, And you shall rejoice before the Lord your God, you and your sons and your daughters, your male and female servants and the Levites, the Levite who is within your gates, since he has no portion or inheritance with you.
所以这里神接着摩西再次提醒他们。
So Moses is reminding them.
他们在埃及做过奴仆。
They were previously slaves in Egypt.
在埃及呢是没有盼望的。
In Egypt, they had no hope.
他们只有死亡。
They only have death in Egypt.
他们是受人的限制，是没有自由的。
They were restricted by people and they had no freedom.
最重要的，他们所做的一切，自己生产的或者自己所栽、所耕种的，最终呢都不会归到给他们自己。
And also from their toil and labor, from their harvest, then they would not receive any of it.
所以七七节是带来给他们一个再思想，神带给他们的救赎是一个无比的大恩典。
So this Feast of Weeks is a reminder to them that the salvation of the Lord is something that is so great.
所以他们必须要来去纪念。
That is why they had to keep it in remembrance.
从16章的13节到17节是谈到这个祝棚节。
In chapter 16, verse 13 to verse 17, talks about the Feast of Tabernacles.
这是在犹太人的这个年历里头是7月份。
And in the Jewish calendar, this is from the 7th month.
如果在我们现在的这个年历的话，就是大概是9月到10月之间。
And according to our current calendar, then it would be from the 9th to the 10th month.
这也是神吩咐他们、啊、要去来去遵守的。
This is what the Lord commanded them to keep.
其中一个很重要的意义就是要来纪念神、啊、怎么在旷野当中来保佑来带领他们。
And the meaning or the purpose behind it was to remember the guidance of the Lord in the wilderness.
让他们知道说神、啊、才是、啊、这个、啊、生命的主宰。
And to let them know that the Lord is the one that controls our life.
神、啊、也让他们知道说啊、他们能够得到这些丰收、啊、农农作业 得到很多的、啊、大大的丰收都是因为神所给他们的这个、啊、礼物。
And the purpose or the reason why they can receive all of this harvest is because of the gift and the blessing of God.
所以他们在这个、啊丰啊、祝棚节、啊、或者是收藏节里面他们一共、啊、要庆祝七天。
So in this Feast of Tabernacle or the Feast of Harvest, then they have to keep it or observe it for 7 days.
所以在这里啊，从啊十三节到啊十七节啊，神啊这样告诉他们。
So in verse 13 to 17, God tells them.
十三节。
13.
你把啊禾场的谷啊酒酿的啊啊酒酿的酒啊收藏以后啊，就要住在啊这个棚节七日。
13. You shall observe the feast of the tabernacle 7 days.When you have gathered from your threshing floor and from your winepress.
你和你的守节的时候，你和你女儿仆婢并住在你城里的利未人，以及寄居的孤儿寡妇的都要欢乐。在耶和华所拣选的地方，你当向神你的神守节七日，因为耶和华你的神在你一切的土产上和你手里所办的事要赐福于你，你就也非常地欢乐。
14, and you shall rejoice in your feast, you and your son and your daughter and your male servant and your female servant and the Levite, the stranger and the fatherless and the widow who are within your gates. 15. 7 days you shall keep a sacred feast to the Lord your God in the place which the Lord chooses, because the Lord your God will bless you in all your produce and in all the work of your hands, so that you will surely rejoice.
16.
16.
你一切的男丁要、在、除酵节、七祭节、祝棚节一年三次在耶和华你神所拣选的地方朝见他却不可空手朝见。17节个人要按自己的力量照耶和华所赐的福分奉献礼物。
16, three times a year all your males shall appear before the Lord your God in the place which he chooses, at the feast of unleavened bread, at the feast of weeks, and at the feast of tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty-handed. 17. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord your God, which he has given you.
这是神借着摩西再次提醒他们每一个人尤其是男丁他们要在这个除酵节、七祭节、祝棚节一年三次要到神所拣选的地方来朝见神。
Here it tells us that the males have to go up to the place of the Lord 3 times for each of the feasts.
而且呢在朝见神的时候不可空手朝见神。
When they appear before the Lord, they cannot appear empty-handed.
因为他们在这一年里头从神那里得到神很多的福气。
Because within the year, they have received many blessings from God.
得到神的看顾神的带领。
They have received the guidance and the protection of God.
所以希望他们能够重新来想起神所给他们的各种各样的恩典福气。
It is a reminder for them to remember of the blessings and the guidance of God.
也希望他们能够继续的来能够来信靠神来相信神的保佑跟神的引导。
That they may rely on God and trust in His leading and also His protection.
这是神向当时百姓所要的。
This is what God wanted from His people.
如果我们来继续看十六章的这个十八节到二十节。
If we go to verse 18 to verse 20.
这里就不是谈到这个节期。
So this is not talking about the feast.
这里是谈到要他们应该要做一个秉公判断的一个法官。
This is to tell them that they have to be an impartial, just and just judges.
我们来看这个十六章的十八节。
Let's look at chapter 16, verse 18.
你要在耶和华你神所赐福的各城里，按着各支派，设立审判官和官长，他们必按公义的审判判断百姓。19节，不可 忘记正知，不可看人的外貌，也不可受贿赂，因为贿赂能叫智慧人的眼变瞎了，又能颠倒义人的话。20节，你要追求自公自义，好叫你们存活，承受耶和华你神所赐给你的地。
Verse 18, you shall appoint judges and officers in all your gates, which the Lord your God gives you according to your tribes, and they shall judge the people with just judgment. 19, you shall not pervert justice, you shall not show partiality nor take a bribe, for a bribe blinds the eyes of the wise and twists the words of the righteous. Verse 20, you shall follow what is altogether just, that you may live and inherit the land which the Lord your God has given you.
我们都知道啊，一开始摩西带领百姓出埃及啊，很多这种啊每一天所发生的纠纷的事情都是摩西一个人来处理。
We know that when the Israelites had left Egypt, at the start it was just Moses judging for the conflicts that people had between each other.
后来摩西的岳父约特罗看到这个事情呢他就给他建议要设立各种的50副长、百副长。
And after the suggestion of his father-in-law Jethro, then he had appointed men over 50 hundreds in order to help him in judging.
当他们进入迦南地以后，
after they entered the land of Canaan,
神告诉他们要在他们每一个人的城里每一个支派要设立这种审判官还有官长。
So here it tells us thatthey were to appoint judges and officers in their gates and also according to the tribes.
而且呢，必须要按着公义的审判来判断百姓。
They were to cast judgment justly.
这是神向他们所指示，而且要他们去做的一件事情。
This is what the Lord wanted them to do.
我们来看这个翻回这个《生命记》的第十章。
Let's turn back to Deuteronomy chapter 10.
十章的十七节。
Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 17.
生命记十章十七节。
Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 17.
因为耶和华你的神他是万神之神，万子之子，至大的神，大有能力，大而可畏，不以貌取人，也不受贿赂。
17. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality nor takes a bribe.
这里摩西告诉百姓这是当时神向他们的要求，他们所认识的这位神是怎样的一位神。
And Moses tells the people, and they were to understand that the Lord that they worshipped was one that showed no partiality nor takes a bribe.
他是万神之神，万主之主。
He is the God of gods and the Lord of lords.
而且呢，神也不会以外貌来看人。
And he will not look at people on the outside.
同样的，当我们来到这个十六章的时候。
Likewise, when we come to chapter 16,
摩西告诉他们说，当他们在设立这些审判官官长的时候
，when they are appointing judges and officers,
十九节
，verse 19,
不可去往政治，不可看人的外貌，也不可受贿赂，因为贿赂会叫智慧人的眼睛变瞎了，又能颠倒义人的话。
19, you shall not pervert justice, you shall not show partiality, nor take a bribe, for a bribe blinds the eyes of the wise and twists the words of the righteous.
换句话说，神要求他们这些审判官跟官长必须要正直。
So in order, the Lord wanted the judges and the officers to be just.
这里说贿赂能叫智慧人的眼变瞎了。
Here it tells us, a bribe blinds the eyes of the wise.
而且贿赂又能叫一个能够颠倒义人的话。
And twists the words of the righteous.
变成本来是一个公义，变成一个不公义的人。
For someone who used to be righteous, this can turn them into someone who is unrighteous.
所以这种事情在当时这个神所设立的社会里头是不允许的。
So this was what the Lord did not want in his people.
所以二十节摩西告诉他们。
In verse 20, Moses tells them.
每一个人必须要来追求自公自义，好叫你存活，承受耶和华你神所赐给你的地。
You shall follow what is altogether just, that you may live and inherit the land which the Lord your God is giving you.
所以这些事情是神要他们每一个人去做的。
So these are things that the Lord wanted everyone to do.
我们接下来看的最后两节。
Let's look at the final two verses.
这两节是21节、22节。
Verse 21 and verse
22. 你为耶和华你神筑坛不可在坛旁在什么树木作为木偶。22节。
Verse 21, you shall not plant for yourself any tree as a wooden image near the altar which you build for yourself to the Lord your God. 22, you shall not set up a sacred pillar which the Lord your God hates.
我们发觉到神常常一直在提醒他的百姓。
We find that the Lord is constantly reminding his people.
不可来为自己雕刻偶像，不可来拜偶像。
To not build for themselves idols and not to worship idols.
21节这里说，神告诉他们说，你为神筑坛，主要是为了来献祭。
So you build an altar in order to offer to God.
不可在坛的旁边栽种什么的树木作为木偶。
And not to plant by the side any tree which becomes a wooden image.
如果我们有在查考这两节圣经的话，
when we look into these two verses,
你会发觉到说，他们可以给你介绍，如果你今天到以色列去，我们还可以看得到一些 所谓的这些的以色列人所建造的这些坛。
We can find if we go to Israel today that we will find some altars which have been made.
而且呢，在坛的旁边呢，有一些树木。
And beside these altars, there are these trees growing.
但是神很严厉地提醒他们，不能把这些树木当为木偶。
But the Lord warns them that these trees shall not be a wooden image.
神不是一个偶像。
God is not an idol.
所以神要我们用心灵诚实来拜他。
The Lord has told us that we have to worship him in spirit and in truth.
甚至在旧约里头，我们发觉到百姓他们敬拜神，他们是到这个圣殿里头去。
And for the people to worship the Lord, they were to go to the temple of God.
是没有一个像的神像的。
And there is no image or no physical image of God.
如果我们回来看这个《生命记》的十二章。
We turn back to Deuteronomy chapter 12.
十二章一开始谈到神要他们来敬拜这位独一的真神。
In chapter 12, the Lord is telling them that they have to worship the one true God.
如果我们还记得十二章里头所讲的。
You remember what it talks about in chapter 12.
第二节。
In verse 2.
你们要将所赶出的国民侍奉神的各地方， 无论是在高山小山各青翠树下， 都毁坏了。第三节，
Verse 3.
也要拆毁他们的祭坛，打碎他们的柱像，用火焚烧他们的木偶，砍下他们雕刻的神像，并将其名从那地方除灭。你们不可照他们那样侍奉耶和华你们的神。Verse
2 to verse 4. You shall utterly destroy all the places where the nations which you shall dispossess served their gods on the high mountains and on the hills, under every green tree. Verse 3, and you shall destroy their altars, break their sacred pillars, and burn their wooden images with fire. You shall cut down the carved images of their gods and destroy their names from that place. Verse 4, you shall not worship the Lord your God with such things.
所以刚才我们所读的，神已经老早吩咐百姓，当他们进入迦南地，必须要把这些木偶形象全部的毁灭。
So we see that God had previously already instructed them to remove of these wooden images and these idols.
不管是在高山、小山、各青翠的树下所建造的这些柱像，他们都要把它烧灭。
Whether or not it is under a green tree or if it's on a high mountain, they were to destroy them.
所以当神在这个西乃山向百姓来显现的时候，他们只听到声音。 却看不到什么形象。
When the Israelites were on Mount Sinai, they only heard the voice of the Lord, but they did not see anything.
所以神是没有形象的。
And our God has no form.
所以当人一个人啊，他们总喜欢用眼睛看得到的事情为凭据来去习惯自己来塑造这些偶像。
So man likes to use the visual perception and therefore create images so that they can see and worship these idols.
所以在这里摩西在提醒他们他们不可在这个坛的旁边栽种什么树木作为木偶。
But Moses here is reminding them that they are not to have any tree or any wooden image by the altar.
也不可为自己来设立柱像。
They cannot create these wooden images.
所以这里也是告诉了我们我们心里头是不是只有这位真神呢？
And that begs the question whether in our hearts we only have the one true God.
因为神是独一的神。
Because he is the only God.
他不喜欢别人每一个人心里头有另外的一个一位神或者主人。
He does not like it or is not pleased when there is another master or another God in our hearts.
我们来看马太福音的第六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音的第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章二十四节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 24.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。马门的意思就是财力。
Verse 24. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon.
所以主耶稣在这里提醒我们。
So the Lord Jesus is reminding us.
我们心里头就应该只有这位独一的真神。
In our hearts, we can only have God.
所以主耶稣在世上传福音就提醒人们说一个人不能有两个主。
So Jesus was telling the people that in their heart they cannot have God and mammon.
我们不能说爱神又爱马门又爱钱财。
You cannot have two masters to love God and also to love wealth.
这是给我们一个非常好的一个提醒。
This is a good reminder for us.
所以当时百姓在敬拜神的时候
，At the time when the people were worshiping God,
他们筑坛再来跟神向神来做献祭
，When they had built altars to offer to the Lord,
但是呢神却提醒他们不要在坛的旁边栽种什么的树木为他们的木偶。
The Lord warned them that they were not to plant any tree by the side or to have wooden image near the altar.
也不可为自己来设立这些柱像。
And not to set up the sacred pillar.
这是神要提醒百姓，也要提醒我们今天的信徒。
This is also a reminder for us today.
因为神是独一的神。
Because our God is the only God.
所以呢，我们当要来侍奉他，来敬拜他。
So we ought to only serve him and also to worship him.
心里头不应该有另外的一个主人。
We cannot have another master in our heart.
所以我们要求主耶稣让我们真的在这方面能够所做的蒙神的喜悦。
We have to ask the Lord to help us that in what we do it is pleasing to Him.
所以这个生命记十六章就是大概里头所讲的一些的教训。
So these are some of the teachings from Deuteronomy chapter 16.
这里头这个摩西重新谈到逾越节还有这个无酵节的这个重要。
So Moses is talking about the Passover and also the teachings behind it and the unleavened bread.
要人来纪念神的拯救。
To remember of the salvation of the Lord.
除酵就是要除去以前的旧的行为我们来进入一个新生的生活。
To remove of leaven is to remove of the bad habits and the old man.
这个七七节是要百姓来纪念神怎么样来祝福他们让他们土产有丰收。
The feast of the weeks is to remind them that the Lord has blessed them for this abundance and their harvest.
就好像今天我们也是一样的。
Just like for us today.
虽然我们在这个封城期间但是 Although
we are in lockdown, we are still able to have food and drink on our table. The Lord continues to guide and provide for each and every one of us. We have to have this joy and also a heart of thanksgiving towards the Lord. The Feast of the Tabernacles is a reminder for man to consider the relationship with God.
要来相信啊, 神的应许, 神怎么样来带领, 来保护,
and to believe and to trust in the Lord, how He will bless and also guide.
在我们生活当中要怎么样做一个正直公义的人,
and also in our daily lives to be a just and also a righteous person.
心里头绝对不能有两个主,
and in our hearts to not have two masters.
当拜主独一的神,
we ought to worship the one true God.
我们今天早上的查经聚会就到这里,
so our Bible study ends here.
接下来我们来做祷告,
now we're going to have our concluding prayer.
祷告里头我们为下一节的安息日聚会来祷告.
And in our prayer, we ask the Lord to guide us in the next session.
我们祈求神来继续带领我们今天,
and we also ask the Lord to guide us in the works today.
也让神, 主耶稣圣经里头所应许, 给我们所安息日的福气, 都能临到我们每一位弟兄姐妹, 在线听到的, 这些, 亲戚朋友, 身上。
May the blessing of the Holy Sabbath be showered upon all our brothers and sisters and all the hearers today.
我们一起跪下来祷告感谢。
Let's kneel down and pray.